Wait, think about that. Cursing around women, folks, and don't even know their names. And the Staple Singers are making the point, when you show those women that disrespect, you are showing yourself disrespect. What are some other ways, though, that we can show ourselves disrespect? Let me share a way that may not seem so obvious, but when you think about it, especially people who look back on. How many of you have heard me talk about those times in people's lives where they are very, very, very active sexually? Very active. And I said people now. I'm talking males and females. Very active sexually. Promiscuous. I mean, they are out there. Some people will say sowing their oats. Different ways of indicating that the person is very, very, very busy sexually. Or maybe they're not. It's not that they're with 20, 30, 40 different people over the course of 8 or 9 years. But maybe they're engaging in some sexual activity that in their own minds is taboo, forbidden, should not be. But because they're getting pleasure out of it, they do it anyway. And they are thoroughly enjoying it. Maybe it's same sex. Maybe it's threesomes. You name it. They're really, really enjoying what they're doing. Until the day comes when they no longer enjoy it. And for whatever the reason or reasons, they decide that this is behavior that they need to change. And then they begin to look back on those days, those weeks, those months, those years, whichever the case is, that they were engaging in this forbidden sex. And it no longer, I mean, even the memory of what they did no longer appeals to them. The memory of what they engaged in no longer brings a smile to their hearts, much less their faces. In fact, they begin to feel bad, not only about what they did, but they begin to feel bad about themselves. And one of the things that people will often realize on the surface is that they do indeed feel bad about themselves. What a lot of people don't realize when they neglect to go beneath the surface is that one of the reasons they now feel bad about themselves is because on a subconscious level, they're beginning to realize that back then, when they were doing what they were disrespecting themselves. They were literally demeaning themselves. They were literally demonstrating how lowly they thought of themselves and just didn't realize it. I know that not every marriage is a good marriage, because not every person who is in marriage is committed to the person they're married to. And because they're not committed to the person, they're not committed to the institution. Because they're not committed to the person they're married to, they're not married, they're not committed to the marriage institution. Ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible to be committed to the institution while not being committed to the person with whom you share that institution. You cannot be committed to marriage without being committed to the one to whom you are married. And some people, this isn't true of all people, but some people will spend weeks, months, sometimes years, despising the person that they're married to. looking down on them. Disrespecting them because they despise them, because they look down on them, they'll often want to disrespect them, sometimes publicly, sometimes privately. And sometimes one of the private ways, when a person, when a spouse has his or her mind made up that they do not have any respect for the person to whom they are married, they want to often demonstrate that they do not respect their spouse. And for some people, one of their most favorite ways of demonstrating their disrespect for their spouse is by having sex with someone else, whether it's only one person or several people or many people. They want to show that they don't respect their spouse. And that show is very real. They don't respect their spouse. But ladies and gentlemen, as they demonstrate that they do not respect their spouse, what are they also demonstrating about themselves? You're cheating on your spouse, showing tremendous disrespect for your spouse. One of the worst ways to show disrespect towards your spouse. But what are you demonstrating about your character? It is impossible to engage in adultery and thereby demonstrate the lack of respect that we have for our spouses without also demonstrating the lack of respect that we have for ourselves. A person with integrity, a person who has self-honor, will not engage in adultery, especially habitually. Just won't do it. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that sometimes, as I said, marriages are a mess. Many, many marriages are a mess. And it only takes one partner to make the marriage a mess. It takes both partners to make the marriage beautiful. It only takes one to make it a mess. And many marriages are a mess. Many have ended in divorce because they were so messy. But many other marriages have not ended in divorce, and yet they are a mess. And that spouse who has determined that, and I understand that this is not good, but it is a reality. Sometimes that one partner who is just bent on making the marriage a nightmare instead of a dream come true messes it up so badly that the other partner who truly was committed begins to become so discouraged. And they become so desperate sometimes to find a way to make the intimate connection. When I say intimate connection, I don't mean just sexually either. I mean intimate connection where they can get with someone and hold conversation, where the person truly realizes they are there. They're right there in front of them. And that person is truly talking with them, truly connecting with them heart to heart, instead of viewing them as almost a non-entity. Someone who will help them truly feel significant as a person, as a human. And then, if they're made to feel significant as a man or as a woman, fine. And sometimes some people will go that next level and find themselves engaging in an affair that should never have been because they became so distraught, so discouraged by the mess that their spouse was making of their marriage, and they dropped their guard and they gave in to their desire to find happiness with someone, even if it's not the spouse who deliberately wrecked the marriage. I understand that that happens. Never, 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 never is that a good reaction to the marriage mess. But it is understandable. Never good, though. But that person who has just decided, made the decision, they don't care about their spouse. They don't honor their spouse. They don't respect their spouse. They have no desire to have to share affection with their spouse, and they want to demonstrate all these negative attitudes that they have about their spouse. And so they'll say ugly things about their spouse. When other people say ugly things about their spouse, even when it's not true, they agree with them. All these various ways of demonstrating their disrespect for their spouse. But for many, the epitome of that show of disrespect is when they lay down with someone else and bring their genitals together with someone else's genitals, knowing that should be done with no one but their spouse, knowing they have taken their disrespect to their for their spouse to its highest level. But ladies and gentlemen, how much respect or lack of respect they showed for themselves. They say so, they have said so much more about themselves than they have said about their spouse. They said so much about their lack of morals. They have said so much about how little respect they have for their bodies. They have so clearly indicated that integrity and honor mean little to nothing to them, and that speaks volumes about their character. They're saying so much about themselves. They are showing themselves so much disrespect. And here's the thing. The people are out there showing this disrespect to their spouses, their fiancés, whoever it is, and they want to hide it. They want to lie about it. Clear indication that they know it's wrong should not be done. Shame becomes part of the equation, because not only did they disrespect someone else, they surely disrespected themselves. Back in the field, let's take a look at some other ways that we can show, demonstrate our disrespect for self.